Hi, I'm Brian Kilmeade. You can hear me weekdays 9 a.m. till noon on Finger Lakes News Radio. FLX Morning continues now.
And welcome back to FLX Morning. It's 8:36. Here's something we haven't had a chance to talk about, and it's happening right in our backyard at Finger Lakes Community College. We're talking about competitive esports, and here to tell us more about it today is an assistant professor of modern language and the coordinator of esports at FLCC, Michael Van Etten. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Paul.
And also joining us is Francesca Dean, better known as Frankie, who is on the student leadership board for esports. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Paul?
Doing well. Doing well. So we've heard about esports in a variety of different guises. Michael, what's the best way to really distill that down and explain it to the uninitiated, so to speak?
Well, I would say that in a term, it's competitive gaming, much in the same way that baseball, basketball, and soccer are all competitive games. We just now play our games online and, of course, face-to-face as well. But video games played intercollegiately, competitively across the nation.
And Frankie, what are some of the games that the FLCC esports teams compete in?
So this semester, we start offering 14 teams. So the main ones, we have a Valorant team, we have a Rainbow Six Siege team, we have a Rocket League team, a Mario Kart team, a Smash team. There's so many. I'm kind of forgetting some of them. A FIFA team, I believe. Every semester, we add like more teams. Like it started off as just like two or three teams. And now, like I said, we have 14 in total, which is wild to think about.
And Michael, this started really as a small kind of thing back in 2019, but it looks like the growth has literally exploded in the short time of its existence.
Absolutely. Student initiated was brought forth late 2018, spilled over into 2019, and we started to investigate avenues on the best way to create a structure to support it all. But every semester we end up completely overwhelmed by our ability to support, format, and structure everything. So yeah, every year is a new surprise and growth.
And this is also linked to an associate's degree in video game design for a lot of the people that are participating.
So we are definitely in cooperation with our computer science, game programming, and design students, but we also accept and host students from almost every major degree program across the entire campus. Our diversity has actually been rather stunning in that regard.
Now, I like the fact that there's a Mario Kart involved. Being a racing guy, that would be about my speed for any kind of competitive gaming. Frankie, do you actually compete yourself? And if so, what do you excel in?
So I do compete. I am captain of our Rainbow Six Siege team. It's been a team I've been a part of for quite a while now. It's been my main game ever since I really got into gaming. And I'm actually really happy to be captain of this team. I put a lot of work into this game. So it's something that kind of gives me a little bit of it's almost like a little prize, you could say.
And one of the neat things about competitive gaming is this actually was able to happen during the COVID pandemic.
Yes, that is true. Our Overwatch team mainly was a team that was still heavily active during the COVID times.
And Michael, that had to be great engagement for students to be able to interact with each other on a gaming platform at a point when social interaction was at its lowest.
You know, I'd like to think that not much really changed for us in that regard. Most of our students live in online digital spaces and do so rather comfortably. So all we did was continue to extend the opportunity to push it as far as it could possibly go with some incredible results. We were able to stay entirely connected to each other through our social platforms and our game platforms, and held together a core of students that I didn't think would be possible any other way.
We're talking with Michael Van Etten and Frankie Dean from FLCC, talking about esports, or competitive gaming, as it were, here this morning on FLX Morning. I am amazed at this statistic. The National Junior College Athletic Association esports branch, that's kind of the governing body for it in this particular application, over 607 teams, over 1,400 students represented from 80 different member institutions. Wow.
And that is just barely getting started. This is in its infancy. And in fact, this is the emergence of the NJCAA esports division. As some people may be familiar with NJCAA football, basketball, lacrosse, and so on. This is the official gaming arm of the NJCAA, and now is becoming officially recognized by the NCAA. The growth is only exponential from here.
And Frankie, one of the neat things about competitive gaming is not all of us are athletically inclined, but any of us, most any of us, can play a video game and maybe excel in a competitive environment.
Yeah, that's true. It's something that not a lot of people consider, is that especially once you get to like higher levels or like higher skill levels of gaming, you realize that a lot of it is a mental thing. Even some more traditional athletes have mentioned this, that it's like there's so much going through your head. Like when you're playing something like basketball, a similar thing happens in a video game as well. There's so many things going through your head, a lot of strategy and all that kind of stuff. And that's something that you really have to consider when you're playing.
I want to address the technical aspects of this, because you have an entire esports arm now for Finger Lakes Community College. And I have to think that the technical support to be able to create and maintain this environment has been pretty involved.
So there is absolutely no way that we could have done this without the continued help of the athletics department, the IT department, the facilities department, and so many others that I'm going to forget. This has been a team lift by so many different areas of the college. We are so exceedingly grateful that we are able to gather this team together, because without one of these pieces, we would not be able to stand.
Now, a regular sports team has an arena, a gymnasium, stadium that they play in. Frankie, what qualifies as such on the campus at FLCC when you are actually having a competitive gaming event?
So for most of our games and practices, they are played in the main game design classroom, 3315. That's mainly where all of our games are played. Some of them, like Super Smash Brothers, since they're played on the Switch, they could be played almost anywhere because it's a more mobile console. So usually those games are held like in the student lounge. But most of them, like I said, are held in that lab. And almost all of our games are live streamed onto our Twitch page as well, where people can watch.
And because this is esports, you don't necessarily have to be present in that particular location to participate, correct?
That is true. We do actually have quite a few online students, people who are not on campus. They also still participate in the program. Like one of the captains for our Valorant team is an online student.
And what's the different age range? People would look at something like esports or competitive gaming and say, oh, this is a youth-oriented thing. But I have a feeling that's not always the case.
It's not entirely true, actually. So we do, a lot of them are around my age in the general, like 18 to, or 17 to 24 type of thing. But we do have a couple adult students as well, ranging up until like the early 30s.
And Michael, let's talk about the benefits of having a program like this available at FLCC. You know, we hear a lot of people talking about living in a digital age. And I have to think that programs like these really allow people of similar interests to be able to come together and participate in things together.
You are absolutely right. And it's not about the gaming. I don't think it's ever really been about the gaming, but it's about the community and giving this community an opportunity to gather together. It's why we do what we do. We do it for the students. And I think that you'll find that across the campus, there are many programs that exist because of the students that we are able to draw together, bring together, create a community for. And something that absolutely floored me was just how many students didn't have a home before we created this one for them, and how that number keeps growing. I was just not aware about the number of students that not only enjoy video gaming, but all of the different things that come with the culture around it. So even though we have students that may not enjoy competitive full bore gaming, they enjoy everything around the community and being with people who enjoy those things. It's about the students.
And to that effect, I do want to point out that just like there are academic eligibility requirements for student athletes at various institutions, the same thing applies here for competitive gaming and the people that participate in the various teams.
Yeah, that is the case. It's just like the other athletic teams at the school. We're held by the same standards when it comes to our academic standings.
And in addition to doing the gaming and having student workers that supervise a lot of the equipment, there's also been a community service arm of the competitive gaming teams at FLCC.
That is true. We do our best. We run two seasons a year, both fall and spring, but we also began to notice that our esports students were also very generously taking advantage of a lot of the different services that FLCC offers to our students, whether it be the food cupboard or emergency equipment or emergency loans and things like that. So it was only natural to take this force of students that we have involved and turn them towards giving back to the things that have helped us get here.
And I have to ask, Frankie, as a competitive gamer yourself, obviously there is a whole lot of strategy involved, and we've talked about the mental quotient of things, but how much fun is it to be a part of this?
It's so much fun. I mean, I played volleyball when I was in high school, and there's just something about like the competitive aspect of something that just, it gives you a lot of adrenaline when you're playing. And the same thing carried over into esports. It's just like that thing where it's like, I'm doing the thing that I really like. I'm playing the game that I like, but I'm also with people that I work with all the time, and we're working together to actually find success. And even that, that's something that I really enjoy, is like the team aspect of it, as opposed to just playing on my own.
And I'm going to ask you, Michael, to kind of look into your crystal ball. I have to imagine that this program is going to not only thrive, but continue to grow in the coming years.
Well, we would certainly hope so. It shows no sign of slowing down today. In fact, I've received multiple offers from Southern Tier area schools and BOCES, from schools up in Rochester. We have got proposals from downstate. Finger Lakes has led the charge in terms of esports organization and accessibility. And that's now it's been noticed by other schools and especially high schools. So now that we have begun to open that Pandora's box, I can only imagine where we're going to go from here.
Yeah, I can imagine that the FLCC program is being considered a template or a blueprint for other institutions to follow suit.
We're sure trying, one day at a time.
Well, I want to thank both of you, Michael and Frankie, for joining us and filling us in. And I'm fascinated by this. One of these days, I may actually have to watch one of these sessions in progress, either on the Twitch channel or in person, because I've seen competitive gaming on television, but you know, TV doesn't do some things justice. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. And we are all over social media, FLCC Esports. You really can't miss us by much, but we would love to have anybody drop by, and we'll talk all day about it.